Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. Well, very good. We're back again this week in the studio here. This week is Lyle Hibbs. Of course, I'm Ken, and we're talking today about Medicare. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Our agency is Arkansas Medicare Center.
Okay.
And that's what we do is we specialize in working with Medicare beneficiaries on their secondary coverage.
Yeah, and I was. It's almost. I don't know. It's almost laughable, at least to me, because I've always had to look up what which one is Medicare for, which one is Medicaid for. So, and you, but you mentioned is 65 plus,
is correct?
Okay.
Now let me back up a little bit. Folks can be on Medicare under the age of 65. Okay, but generally, if they're on Medicare prior to, then they are qualifying for disability.
Okay.
So they're collecting Medicare because of a disability of some sort.
Okay, I see that. Of course, and I did come across that on your website. And let's go ahead and give the website out for folks if they want to pull it up right now while we're talking. What is the website?
www.arkansasmedicarecenter.com.
Okay, those three words all together, no spaces, no
correct.
Whatever. Arkansas Medicare Center. I'm looking at Lyle's fancy shirt right here.
Yeah, we just got those in.
So. Yeah, oh, did you?
We did.
All right. And by the way, Lyle is an Arkansas guy. You said you you actually ended up graduating Hot Springs High School.
That's correct.
Now, that was after Bill Clinton, I guess?
Yeah, just a little bit after.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, have you – there was a point in your life where you headed toward the Medicare sector. Now, is there a little bit of a story there? What's that about with Lyle Hibbs?
Yeah, well, I got my family was in the has been in the insurance business pretty much my entire life, and you know I went off to school, and of course I was just certain that wasn't a field that I wanted to get into. Okay, because mm-hmm. I had been around it forever. And I went off to school and in college and came back and kind of, you know, did some odd jobs got licensed and got my insurance license in 1998 and kind of dipped my toe in it and started working with and got into that market, working with Medicare beneficiaries and seniors. And honestly, sounds corny, but I fell in love with it. I really enjoyed working with these beneficiaries and helping them out with their coverage. And like I said, I did field work. I traveled and visited with people in their homes all over, gracious, Arkansas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Texas.
Well, you know, you mentioned having just your heart kind of is now, you know, heavy that direction. I sing with a nonprofit for senior adults. I'm an entertainer. I don't know if you knew that, but man, I love the senior adult sector. I think those are, you know, we're not just dealing with the greatest generation. We're dealing with their kids now. And so I think those are some fine folks that we need to take care of. So you're busy, you and your staff, you're busy taking care of these folks. Because it seems complicated to me, but I'm outside of the thing, and that's why you exist, right? You're going to help folks walk through stuff.
That's right. So, you know, when you and I were talking a moment ago, most people when you think about your health insurance, okay, you think about people that have it, you know, through an employer, okay, so they'll have some sort of a group plan and you know, it's offered up through the employer, and they use it while they're working, and then they get into this different season of life where they retire and they, you know, and they go on to Medicare. Well, at that point, they're, you know, they're having to find something, okay, They've got the Medicare benefits, but then they have to, they've got to find something in addition to the Medicare because there are gaps in that coverage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, they start getting just bombarded, okay, with material from all these different companies, okay? And that can be a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And then trying to figure out what it is that you need, what you can call, what's really going to be the best fit based on your individual need, okay, for a beneficiary, that can be tough to make heads or tails out of, and that's what we help with.
Yeah, that's my gosh, I already know I'm going to need tons of help when I get there. But when do I need to start thinking about this? I mean, I don't want to wait till I'm 65. So are people starting to investigate it?
So typically when people are going into the year that they'll be turning 65. Okay, is typically when they'll start getting some of these marketing materials, mm-hmm, okay, from the companies.
Did you almost say junk mail?
Yeah, here's the deal. It's not entirely junk, you know. I mean, because there's a lot of good information.
Sure.
It's just you don't. It's tough to, you know, it's tough to weed through it, mm-hmm, to determine what of it is, you know. I mean, good.
There's something that somebody's going to need. Okay, so I could bring my whole stack and you can help me walk through all that?
100%.
Okay. Now, what about, so I was looking again at the website, which is Arkansas
MedicareCenter.com. Correct.
And I see here's where I can read about Part A and then Part B and then.
That's right.
So it's not just the stack of mail I'm having to go through. Now I've got to learn about this stuff. But again, but you're here to make it not scary.
That's right. Yeah,
not confusing.
You know, we're that's the, you know, our goal is to when a Medicare beneficiary comes in, okay, that we can, like you said, we can make it not scary. We can communicate the programs, how they work. Okay, mm-hmm, how they apply to the individual whenever they're in, you know, in real life stuff. Whenever I'm going to see my primary doctor, I have to see my specialist, or I get insulin, or whatever it is, because, you know, like we've said time and time again, it's not a one size fits all. Okay, because, mm-hmm, because not everyone, you know, sees the same doctors. Not everyone takes the same medication. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Not everyone has the same income.
Yeah. So even within Medicare, there are these different options.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Man, I just, you know, Lyle, the other day I was driving past Oaklawn Racetrack, and up on the big board it says Tuesday. I think this is right. Tuesdays is Senior Day, 50 plus. So all of a sudden, I'm a senior adult already.
Yeah.
I'm 51. All right. So. Now, but Medicare though, 65, is that Arkansas or is that federal?
It's a federal program.
Okay.
So that's
that's, yeah, the line. That's the line right there.
Right.
Gotcha. Unless we already talk about some other exceptions such as disability.
Correct.
Okay. So is this something I'm going to be on the phone with you? Do I need to come into the office? What's going on?
Yeah. So, I mean, you certainly can call. It's 426 save, you know, and we have a office, that's at 4505 Central Avenue, and that's Suite E. And it's, you know, we just tell everybody it's, in the, Kroger Hobby Lobby shopping center parking lot.
Right. Here, is that the strip that has like Firehouse Subs?
Correct.
Okay. Everybody knows where we're talking now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. But, and again, you said the phone numbers you remember, 426 SAVE.
SAVE.
426 SAVE. Okay. So you may be comfortable on a phone. You may want to go just sit down with somebody. Appointments. What do we need to do?
So if somebody, you know, so if you do call in, we've got a scheduler, okay, that's going to work with your, you know, whatever your schedule looks like. If you have a doctor's appointment, you're going to be in town anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll, you know, we'll like make it convenient, okay, for you, and what that'll look like is, you know, you'll have an opportunity to come in, sit down face to face with an agent, okay, and get all of your questions answered. okay? Because, you know, I mean, more times than not, there are questions, okay? And mm-hmm. and sure. certainly with the see with Medicare plans now, the way that those things are set up, okay, is there are changes annually, okay? Mm. So your plan last year, whether it's your medicine, whether it's your network of physicians, your premium, okay,
oh, yeah.
which is also, you know, always very important, okay, from year to year, okay, those things can change. So, you know, we're able to do a review of those things. So just because you got, you know, somebody plugged you into a program mm-hmm. and said, this is what you need now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you can't just bury your head in the sand and expect that in 2 or 3 years that it's going to work the same way or cost the same amount.
Okay, this is an excellent point because, I mean, this similar to taxes. I mean, if there's a change, my gosh, there are experts that know about that. And so in Medicare, that's you guys. You're going to know about the changes. You're going to help folks update stuff. You're going to, you know, exactly what they need. 426-SAVE, S-A-V-E. Call, schedule a time to come sit down.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Website. Is there something on the website that they click on, or is it still, do we need to just, are we on the phone still? Like clicking to schedule an appointment.
Yeah, we don't have a feature on the site to schedule.
Okay, so pick up the phone.
Appointment there. Just pick up the phone or just walk in.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You
yeah.
know, just walk in if you're, and that is, you know, we get a lot of that there being, you know, being at that Kroger.
Oh yeah. Great spot.
You know, foot traffic. Just mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just folks. They look up. They see the sign.
Yeah.
You know, and they think, oh yeah, you know, I mean, I was thinking about my Medicare supplement plan or my, you know, or my prescription drug plan or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
whatever it was. And, you know, I'm going to pop in and see if I can get that answer.
It is a great spot. I mean, who is not going to, those stores over there or grabbing a bite at,
sure.
at that Popeyes or that McDonald's or that, you know, firehouse of.
Yeah.
So great spot. Yeah. Pop in, you're open, I think, Monday through Friday. Is that right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, Monday. We are. We're open Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday, we're open from 9 to 12. But beyond 12 o'clock, it's mm-hmm. by appointment only.
Okay,
so
yeah.
if in fact, you know, I mean, that works for, you know, the beneficiary, they say, hey, I'm, you know, I'm going to be in town on Friday. I've got a doctor's appointment at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. After that, I'd like to visit with an agent. Okay, we'll set that appointment up and make sure that somebody's there to visit with you.
Very good. Very good. Are we serving Hot Springs folks? Who are we helping here?
Well, I mean, we can service, okay, we're licensed to work with beneficiaries in about half of the states in the country, okay?
Oh, wow, so okay.
We had a national market, you know, we did some national marketing prior to, you know, this office. We did that for some time, working with Medicare members all over the country, but we just, you know, felt like there was a, you know, we wanted to focus on the, you know, the beneficiaries in our community.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so if somebody's coming over from Montgomery County or Pike County or Saline or you know, Hot Spring County, we can absolutely we can help them.
That's interesting, because I was thinking of this, you know, nobody, I saw, maybe this was a bumper sticker. It said nobody ever retires and says, I want to move north. You know,
right?
They're moving south, and we got retirement communities. We have phenomenal senior adult facilities around here. There are so many people to help. So, are you guys? You ready? You recovers? I mean,
yes, yeah, absolutely. I've been in this Medicare market for almost 30, or you know, right at 30 years, and
so Lyle started working. To our listeners, I'm looking at him. He started working when he was about 5 years old.
Yeah, that's not true.
So helping, yeah, but folks, there's plenty of folks to help.
Oh, absolutely. Because the thing is, and I do want to say this, that, you know, when you're working, and that was one of the things that really drew me to, you know, to you know, working with seniors, was because, you know, I can go to bed at night, and when my head hits the pillow, I can rest easy knowing that the service that I provide, okay, for these beneficiaries, is truly a benefit to them, okay? Mm-hmm. If that looks like making sure that all their medications are covered, okay, that weren't before, or it means putting premium back in their pocket, okay, without them having to sacrifice any of their benefits, because mm-hmm. that's a big part of it. Because you're working with a demographic that, and for the most part, is on a fixed income.
Yeah.
Okay. They just are. So, you know, it's paramount that when dealing with these folks, okay, that you have to be, you have to keep their budget in mind, okay?
Yeah.
And two, these companies, when they, you know, they start to have these premium increases, okay, when you can educate the consumer and say, hey, look, there are plans available that may be apples to apples, okay, but could lower your rates by $100 a month. And I kid you not, in some cases, you may be putting hundreds and in some case thousands of dollars back into a beneficiary's pocket.
Yeah.
Well, that's the difference between getting medications you need, keeping your lights on. I mean, it
yeah.
really is yeah. a game changer.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. When we got triple digit heat in September, and we want some AC, you're on their team. You are on
absolutely.
The side. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking, wow. You know, it won't be long before I'm in that, and I would love to have someone knowledgeable on my team, and that's what Lyle. That's what you and your team are here to do. ArkansasMedicareCenter.com. There's kind of a side note. You know, when the internet first started coming out, older folks weren't as quick to pick up on it. But nowadays, we keep up with grandkids. I think a lot of seniors are on the web. And so we're going to be looking at your website, ArkansasMedicareCenter.com or 426-SAVE or the building down there by, the Kroger Hobby Lobby parking lot down there on Central. What is something that you would love to? What is something you love to tell your seniors that come visit you?
Well, what I like to tell the seniors that come to visit is that, you know, whenever they've, you know, once they've had an appointment with my staff, okay, they're going to, because I've been told this in the past, okay, I've been told, they say, Lyle, I've never had anyone explain this quite like you did.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, you know, I what I like to tell them is that for all the mail that you get and the spam phone calls and everything else, is that, you know, I'm confident that whenever a beneficiary has an appointment with us, that they're going to leave, okay, with a much better, okay, understanding, okay, of how the, you know, how Medicare programs work, how their coverage works, how to utilize those benefits,
mm-hmm.
okay,
oh, yeah.
and what, you know, what their expectation of that plan cost, I'm talking down the line,
yeah.
and just feel, you know, and know, have confidence that they have what they need to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, when I was younger, I said, if I just had a doctor and a mechanic in the family, I'd have it made.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel like maybe I need a doctor, a mechanic, and Lyle with Arkansas Medicare. I mean, the older I get, this is very important. And you said, look, when it comes down to saving a buck or two or 100 or 1,000, let's talk to you guys over at Arkansas Medicare. Hey, this is Lyle Hibbs, and he and his team are ready to talk. So 426-SAVE, ArkansasMedicareCenter.com, or visit down at the store. Hey, Lyle, thanks for coming by today.
Yeah,
Important stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Thank
Helpful.
You for yeah. having me.
Okay. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you soon. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.